Ahoy, mateys! Welcome to the GameBuoy.org video game podcast, your twice-monthly port of call for gaming news and views that maybe aren't on your radar, but most definitely should be. I'm your host, Captain Spike, and with me, as always, is First Mate Slagkick.
Yarr!
Today is June 6th, and this is episode 81, pre-3. Welcome again, our lovely and beautiful listeners, to another episode of the GameBuoy.org video game podcast.
GameBuoy.org video game podcast.
This week, we're emptying out the news reserves in advance of the E3 show next week. We are doing this a little earlier than we usually do, but Slagkick has a vacation coming up, so, you know, I wanted to make sure that things were going to be all lined up for him to do that without having to worry about show stuff.
Aw, thanks.
You're welcome. As a sort of addendum to that, of course, if our show notes don't get posted to the internet until after he gets back, that might happen.
Please look forward to it.
Yeah, so don't worry if you don't see show notes up, but we will have this episode posted as soon as possible for everyone out there to listen to. So this week we're taking a look at our annual, you know, sort of pre-3 stuff, talking about what we expect to see at the show, what we hope to see at the show, and talk a little bit about what you guys out there in internet radio land hope and expect from the show. So without further ado, Slaggy, do you want to get us started?
Yes, according to the recent issue of Famitsu, Dragon Quest VIII on 3DS is not going to support Stereo Scopic 3D.
Oh, wow. It's somewhat interesting whenever I see a 3DS game not offer a 3D mode. But, you know, typically what that means is that the game engine is sort of taxing the hardware. Because, you know, because of the way that the 3D screen works, effectively, if 3D is turned on, it's the 3DS is rendering two of the same image from slightly different angles to create that 3D effect. So, this probably just means that Dragon Quest VIII is really taxing the power of the 3DS, which is not that surprising. It's a PlayStation 2 port. We also have word here from Nintendo that Lucas is going to be downloadable for Super Smash Bros. As DLC starting on June 14th. That is the Sunday before E3, so please look forward to it. We also have our usual slate of follow-up release dates. Sony's long-in-development horror game Until Dawn will be releasing on PlayStation 4 on August 25th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right? That's a lot closer than I was expecting. And that's great news, because I'm really, really excited for that game. We also have word that Mobius Final Fantasy released in Japan on iPhone and Android yesterday. Or, I'm sorry, 2 days ago, June 4th.
Oh, cool.
So I would expect to start seeing impressions articles out there on the internet probably yesterday. We also have word that D4 Dark Dreams Don't Die for PC has its first episode posted on Steam, and my understanding is that it'll be coming to the Humble Store. D4 is going to cost $14.99, and, you know, they have made a lot of really cool changes to make the game more accessible to PC players.
Awesome.
Dragon Quest Heroes will be releasing in North America this October. There are going to be two different, special editions available. One is the Slime Collector's Edition. Comes with a slime plushie, a slime keychain, and a slime lanyard, as well as slime-themed downloadable contents for your characters to, like, equip, like, slime-themed swords and stuff. So,
adorable.
Yes, there will also be a Day One edition that will include just the slime downloads. Dragon Quest Heroes, The World, Trees Woe, and The Blight Below will be released in North America on October 13th. And last, but certainly not least, we have word that Danganronpa Another Episode will be releasing in North America on September 4th. Slaggy, unless you have anything else, I think it's time for some news.
It's time for some news.
Oh my god.
News. 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 Oh my god. News. So Capcom has announced Resident Evil Zero HD Remaster, which is, of course, an HD version of the GameCube exclusive game. And it's going to be released in early 2016 for PS4, Xbox One, PS3, Xbox 360, and PC in Japan and the West.
Excellent. That's really exciting. We also have word from Sega that we will be seeing a new revision of Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax in Japanese arcades this summer. So far, the only new character announced is Amy Yusa from The Devil is a Part-Timer, but there will be more revealed in the coming weeks.
Final Fantasy Agito will be coming to Windows 10.
Oh, wow. That is the free-to-play smartphone game that ties into Final Fantasy Type-0, right?
Right, not the original title for Type-0.
Excellent. Arc System Works has announced a new revision of Guilty Gear Xrd. This is called Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator. It will be hitting Japanese arcades before getting a home console port, and the new playable characters include fan favorite Johnny.
Is he John the Revelator?
Oh, snap, girl. We've also gotten teases of more characters being in the game, but we don't yet know who they are. LEGO has announced their new game, LEGO Worlds, which is basically an official LEGO game that is extremely similar to Minecraft. So if you like LEGOs and you like Minecraft, check out LEGO Worlds. It's available on Steam already in early access. I've played it. It's really, really cool.
Oh, nice.
Some really cool, easy-to-use, like, world-building tools. I'm
well,
very happy.
It would have
happy.
To be for, you know, all-ages appeal, I would think.
Yeah. I have to be honest. It's in early access, but they have talked about their plans for the future, how they want to expand it. I think this game could out-Minecraft Minecraft.
Oh, I'm sure.
We also have word from Natsume that a new Harvest Moon game, well, quote-unquote Harvest Moon game, is going to be coming to Wii U, PC, iOS, and Android. Just remember, this is the line of games that are currently Harvest Moon in name only. That having been said, this last one was not bad at all, and, you know, I'll probably check this out.
Mega Man is going to be getting a new anime series. Oh, I'm sorry, I guess this is a Western animation series. I misread that. Courtesy of Dentsu Entertainment USA.
And Man of Action, whom you might be familiar with from things like Ben 10.
Oh, okay, so it might not be a shit show then.
Yeah, it actually, you know, I know Man of Action has also been involved in some shows that people are not, like, huge fans of, but Ben 10 is actually pretty good, so, you know, this one has a chance of not sucking.
I guess I originally just assumed it was going to be anime because Capcom has done nothing with Mega Man.
Yeah, that's understandable. But, you know, Man of Action's also responsible for the currently running Ultimate Spider-Man cartoon, the currently running Marvel's Avengers cartoon, they did Generator Rex. So yeah, they, definitely have it in them to do some good content.
And at least it's gonna be hopefully better than Mega.
Right?
Mega-rific.
Big news this week.
Oh, this one's not that big, it's just a little announcement.
Fallout 4 was announced for PC, Xbox One, and PlayStation 4. We don't know a whole lot about the game yet, but we do know that Bethesda's going to be talking about it during their E3 showcase on Sunday, June 14th.
Oh, man.
We will have some content for you on that, so please look forward to it. We also have word here that Square Enix has announced that Final Fantasy Type-0 HD will be getting a Windows PC port that will be available on Steam later in 2015.
I'm glad you took that one, because I could have guessed that based on the headline, but this article's in Japanese.
Sorry about that. We also have word here, and this was a huge one for me, 2K has officially announced the sequel to XCOM. This is, of course, XCOM 2, and it looks to be the next step in evolution of the franchise, which, if you may recall, we were crazy about here in studio when XCOM Enemy Below released a few years ago.
And it looks like IGN's going to be doing one of their month-long features, like they did with Rock Band 4, so please look forward to that.
Awesome, I'll be checking it out.
Hatiful Boyfriend Holiday Star, a sequel to everybody's favorite dating simulator, will be coming to PS4, Vita, and PC later this year.
That is so effing exciting. And obviously, for those of you who haven't played it yet, there is a port of Hatiful Boyfriend coming to the PS4 and Vita this summer. Just today, Bandai Namco announced the next Tales game at their Tales of Festival event in Japan. This game is going to be called Tales of Berseria, and the game is going to be featuring a female protagonist.
Yes!
We don't have a whole lot
of... Come through, Velvet!
We don't have a whole lot of details on this game yet. It was only announced, you know, 11 hours ago. But we will definitely be keeping you posted on this one. We are somewhat fans of the Tales series here in studio, and this is one we're definitely looking forward to. Earth Defense Force 4.1, The Shadow of New Despair, will be releasing in North America on the PlayStation 4. We don't know a whole lot yet about when we'll be getting it, other than XSEED states this fall. In other XSEED news, XSEED is going to be publishing Poplocroy, A Story of Seasons in North America this winter. You may recall we had discussed this is the return of the well-loved Poplocroy series that also crosses over with the Story of Seasons series. Story of Series, of course, being the series that used to be called Harvest Moon.
The Story of Seasons. You said Story of Series.
Oh!
It's okay. All these name changes get your tongue tied, I'll tell you.
Right. It's not my fault. Gosh.
In other XC news, The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel is coming to North America and Europe this fall for the PS3 and Vita.
Excellent. Excellent. Senran and Kagura Estival Versus is coming to North America this winter for PlayStation 4 and Vita.
I still can't with Estival. I just want to keep saying Festival.
Ah, right. Man, XSEED is really doing the damn thing. And, of course, they will be releasing Senran Kagura for 3DS in North America later this summer. In somewhat weird news, Konami announced a video game. Konami has officially announced Yu-Gi-Oh! Legacy of the Duelist for Xbox One and PlayStation 4.
Oh, man, can I get a blue-eyed white dragon?
Well, I mean, yeah. Of course you can.
That's the only Yu-Gi-Oh! Monster I know.
You don't even know, like, Exodia?
No.
The Forbidden One?
No, I didn't really watch that much Yu-Gi-Oh!
Bitch, I didn't watch that much Yu-Gi-Oh! But hadn't you played Yu-Gi-Oh!
No, I was too busy playing Pokemon.
Okay, well, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Games are actually, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Card game is actually, like, super well-designed. It's actually, like, a really good game. In any event, Yu-Gi-Oh! Legacy of the Duelist will be releasing as a download title for Xbox One, PlayStation 4 this summer. It will cost $19.99.
PS4 is getting the Uncharted Collection on October 9th. So if you want to play through the adventures of Nathan Drake, the first three games, of course, they will be remastered versions of the PS3 games, and it's 1080p, 60fps. And you can get access to the Uncharted 4 multiplayer beta, if that's your sort of thing.
Excellent. You know, I'm not a big fan of those Uncharted games, but the multiplayer was kind of fun, so who knows? Maybe I'll get into this. And that's about it for our news this week, but unfortunately, we do have a little bit of This is one that really stings for me. You know, I was actually really into this game when it was announced. Infinite Crisis, the DC-based MOBA, is going to be closing on August 14th. Developer Turbine Studios gave notice on June 2nd via the official Steam forum for the game. As far as we understand, it's simply a matter of, you know, not enough people were playing this game. I do know that some of the times when I would be online looking for people to play, there were literally, like, 1,000 or less concurrent games going on at any given time. And when you look at League of Legends or Heroes of the Storm, and you have, you know, tens to hundreds of thousands of concurrent games going at any time, it really sinks in just how few people were playing Infinite Crisis, unfortunately. Which really sucks. It was a really cool game, and since it is free to play, if you haven't played it yet, I would recommend you download it and check it out before it's gone forever.
Oh, that's a bummer.
We also got word that Bad Juju, the parent company of digital distribution storefront Desra, has filed for bankruptcy. If you have bought any content from Desra, I would recommend you re-download it as soon as possible. Luckily, everything sold on Desra is DRM-free, so you should still at least be able to play it, you know, forever, as long as you have the damn thing downloaded. Our hearts and thoughts go out to anyone whose jobs are in danger from either of these news pieces. These are our absolute least favorite things to talk about, and it just really, really sucks.
Yeah, some rumblings on that Steam post are saying that things are not good at Turbine and haven't been for quite a while now, so.
If that few of people were playing the game, I'm not that surprised to hear that, but man, that sucks. That sucks, man. Turbine used to be such a great studio. But, you know, we do have some news that is at least less disappointing. However, it is
controversial.
Oh my god.
The first one here, of course, is the fact that Sony Computer Entertainment CEO Andrew House described the PlayStation Vita as a legacy platform in all regions other than Asia.
Oh, no, no, he just meant the older models.
Well, right. Sony, of course, backpedaled and was like, oh, no, we were only talking about the launch models. We still plan on supporting the Vita. But the thing is, like, it's easy to say, oh, that makes sense. Except, let's be honest, Sony really is already treating the PlayStation Vita, by and large, as a legacy platform. We're getting very little content from Sony. We're getting very little content from major studios. It's just getting some niche support and, you know, left-of-center, smaller hits and indies, which, you know, is certainly cool for me. I dig that stuff, but...
And I'm sure that, just like the PSP, where we see a random title pop up, even now, we'll see, like, oh, this Vita title just got ported, and it's, like, 2018.
Yeah, right? Like, a lot of people seem really confused and frustrated that everyone was accepting this legacy platform statement, because, you know, a lot of people really believe in their Vitas. It's a cool little system. I talk about it here on the show a lot. But let's be honest, the Vita has lost so much functionality in previous years. Now here in 2015, even PlayStation Mobile is getting removed from it. It's just, if Sony wants to convince me that it's not a legacy platform, they need to release some fucking games for it. But let's be honest, I don't really expect that, and I don't think anyone really does. I think we all expect the Vita to keep persisting the way it currently is until, you know, it's gone, basically. And I think that's the direction things are going in, unfortunately. Like Slagkick said, I think the Vita is going to go the way of the PSP pretty quick.
It's ironic for a console that was named after the Latin word for life.
Oh! also in controversial news, and this is a little bit more cut and dry, the much-anticipated PlayStation 4 port of Ultra Street Fighter 4 has released, and it is an absolute shit show. The visuals are actually, like, downgraded from the PS3, Xbox 360 release. There are a ton of really bad audio glitches. There's lag even in just, like, loading the menus and, like, menu responsiveness. There's input lag for several characters and only those characters in the game, which obviously breaks several characters. You know, it's funny because this game was actually supposed to be, the version of Street Fighter 4 that was being played at EVO this year. And EVO has backed
off.
Yeah, EVO has backed off and rolled back to say, yeah, we're not using this at the show this year. We can't. People can't compete using this version of the game. So, supposedly, Sony, who handled the port work, and Capcom, who obviously made the game, are working on patching it to bring it up to speed, no pun intended. But for now, it is a non-starter. Do not download it. Just buy the effing PS3 version if you have a PS3. I got a copy of it the other day used for like $11. That's about it for our controversial stuff, but Nintendo surprised us all by having a Japanese Nintendo Direct back on May 31st. And then the following day, on June 1st, they did a Nintendo Direct Micro in North America.
Hey, they're stealing our terminology.
Right. Slaggy, do you want to get us started with what they talked about on the Japanese Nintendo Direct?
Yeah, they started out with a 3DS trailer for Dragon Quest VIII, which we've been talking about, and the new characters Mori and Gelda, which I assume I'm saying right. And of course, that'll be released on August 27th.
Excellent, excellent. They also announced Super Robot Wars BX for 3DS.
You mean Biatch?
Yeah, well, we talked about that last week. It is also going to have SD Gundam in the game.
Aww.
And that is going to be releasing on August 20th. They also announced Tobirase Nyankyo Daisenso, which is a really cute little eShop game that is available on the Japanese eShop now. It was put up, like, right after the presentation for, like, $7. It looks like a really cute little game featuring, you know, cats, which I'm always
Nyanko.
Into. I haven't played it, so I can't really tell you what it plays like.
Oh, Nyanko is literally kitten, huh?
Well,
cat child.
Well, yeah, so... they also announced a really exciting feature for Fire Emblem IF. This game is going to have a My Castle feature, which is obviously the next step beyond My Avatar. You're going to basically create your own little town and castle that will give you various buffs throughout the game. And you'll be via Street Pass, you'll be able to do fights against other people's towns and fight their parties in an actual combat.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, I'm really stoked for
that. It almost sounds like that Street Pass Plaza game a little bit.
Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer has been announced for a July 30th release, and the NFC chip dongle for 3DS will be releasing that same day.
Oh, yeah.
They're also releasing in Japan the Famicom Remix Best Choice. I believe this is what we got in North America, is what it was, like NES Remix Remaster. It had some name. But we already have this product coming out in Japan on August 27th. They also announced that there will be 20 starter Pokemon in the upcoming Pokemon Super Mysterious Dungeon, which is releasing in Japan on September 17th.
Cool. Guru Guru Chibi-Robo 3DS will be a side-scrolling Chibi-Robo adventure that will let you use a plug as a weapon and a grappling hook, and you're going to just do things like collect blue orbs to extend your reach, break blocks. And there will be a Chibi-Robo amiibo figure to go with this that will release simultaneously.
Excellent. In Japan, that'll be releasing this fall. In awesome news, they also released a new Dr. Mario for 3DS.
Nice.
It has all of the recent stuff, the Dr. Luigi modes and stuff, all of the classic stuff. It also has versus play over the internet and the local share play functionality. And that was released immediately following the presentation. So if you have a Japanese 3DS, get on it, girl. They also announced Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games for Wii U and 3DS. And in another, immediately following the presentation release, Super Mario Galaxy went up as a Wii Virtual Console game on the Wii U.
Yoshi's Woolly World information has come out. There'll be lots of colors and patterns for the Woolly Yarn Yoshi, including Rainbow Yoshi, Winter Yoshi, Moo Moo Yoshi, Piranha Yoshi, Famicom Yoshi. In total, there will be over 50 types of Yoshi. And you're going to be collecting bunches of yarn and using power badges to unlock special powers and increase your ball size. Pardon me. You'll be able to unlock character pattern Yoshi with the amiibo.
Excellent, excellent. The Koopa Jr., or Bowser Jr., Dr. Mario, and Olimar amiibo will be releasing in Japan on July 30th. Bandai Namco also followed up on their previous announcement of Project Treasure. This is, of course, the four-player free-to-play adventure game on Wii U. We finally have a full trailer for it with, like, gameplay. So you can check that out. Looks pretty cool. And Capcom announced their collaboration with From Software. This is Monster Hunter Poka Poka Iroh Village DX. And then last, but certainly not least, Capcom also announced Monster Hunter Cross for 3DS, releasing in Japan in winter 2015. Monster Hunter Cross appears to be an evolution of Monster Hunter 4, taking the game further in the direction of a stylish character action game.
Oh, wow.
Lots of, like, big super attacks, a real focus on, you know, over-the-top monster hunting action. I am hella into it. Oh, God. As for the North American Nintendo Direct Micro, we got the announcement that Chibi-Robo Ziplash, the Western title for Guru Guru Chibi-Robo, will be coming in October. There will be a game along with an amiibo bundle.
Yay!
The amiibo in North America will be bundle exclusive, and there will be more amiibo functionality in the game to be announced at a later date.
Dr. Mario...
You take this.
Dr. Mario Miracle Cure will be launching on June 11th, and you can pre-purchase it immediately.
Excellent. They also announced that Pokemon Super Mystery Dungeon will have every Pokemon ever included in the game in some context. It'll be releasing in North America this winter.
We also got a Western announcement for Mario and Sonic at the Rio 2016 Olympic Games. There will be version-exclusive sports. For example, Wii U has rugby and 3DS has golf.
Excellent. They also announced that Splatoon would be getting new content this week. Obviously, if you're playing Splatoon, you know that this already hit just a couple days ago. There is an NES Zapper, which is actually
yes.
Really cool. I have it. A new map and ranked battles are now available.
Art Academy Home Studio is available for pre-purchase and will launch on June 25th.
They also showed the trailer for Project Treasure and then announced that the Nintendo World Championship 2015 will be airing on June 14th at 3 p.m. Pacific Western Time.
Cool.
Or Pacific Standard Time. Sorry.
Whatever.
We also got an announcement of a localization of the Little Battlers Experience game,
oh, yeah.
LBX. That'll be on August 21st. I love the mecha designs in LBX. I'm really excited about this.
Little biatch. And we also got some information about the Puzzle and Dragon Z and Super Mario Brothers edition. That there'll be weekly distribution of events. And that you can, you know, access the first one right now.
Excellent. And last, but certainly not least, Bravely Second End Lair is officially confirmed for Western release, coming in early 2016.
Yes! Come through!
Come through! Slaggy, unless you have anything else, though, I think it might be time to start this discussion.
Let's discuss the discussion.
All right. Well, first up, I want to reiterate, we mentioned last week the E3 schedule. I want to go over it again. Oculus Rift is having a special presentation on June 11th, which actually is a little earlier. It's almost pre-3 itself. That's going to be just this upcoming Thursday. Oculus has confirmed it will be a live-streamed event, and that we should be expecting to finally know what, like, the future holds of the consumer version of Oculus Rift. Like, this is where the big when-you-can-buy-it announcement is going to be made.
Kind of a big deal.
Yep. We also, of course, have Bethesda's conference on June 14th at 6:30 p.m. This is also an event that will be live-streamed. Microsoft's event is going to be on the 15th at 9:30. EA's is going to be on the 15th at 1. Ubisoft's is going to be on the 15th at 3 p.m. Sony's is also going to be on the 15th at 6 p.m. So really, E3 this year, if you're at home and just streaming, Monday the 15th is the big day. But for me, Tuesday the 16th is really the big day, because that's when we have Nintendo at 9 a.m. and Square Enix at 10 a.m.
Right.
And then, of course, with the PC Gamer PC Gaming Conference that night at 5 p.m. So we're definitely closing in. Gamer Christmas is nearly here. We've talked a lot about some pre-3 news today. Slaggy, I'd like to hear, what do you expect to be coming from this E3? Like, what do you expect to see?
You know, that's tough, because unless we get some, you know, like, Nintendo NX announcements, which I think it's still a little early for, you know, I get the feeling that this is mostly...
Well, Nintendo has said, actually, that they will not be talking about NX this year, that announcements for that won't even be coming until 2016, which to me thinks that NX is going to be a 2017 product.
Interesting. Yeah, so, I mean that clearly that clearly tells me that this is going to be software-focused, and, you know, it's hard to really say, like, what I expect. I mean, Ubi is going to show the new Assassin's Creed Syndicate, I'm sure. Bethesda is obviously going to talk about Fallout 4. Microsoft, who knows what they're going to do. EA, this would be a great time to give a little more teaser about Mass Effect 4.
I think that's an inevitability. But like, real talk, the time
really
has come.
Who really knows with EA? Sometimes they are involved in romper room fuckery.
Well, but think about it. It's been a minute since Dragon Age Inquisition has been, like, the hot news shit. EA and the BioWare arm of EA in particular, like, it's time for them to have their name in the news again.
Agreed.
I think Mass Effect 4 is a for sure thing at that conference.
Sony's gonna probably be like, look at our indies. Probably a lot of Uncharted 4.
No tea, no shade. Well, all tea, all shade. I expect more HD remasters from Sony at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of what they do. Nintendo, since we know that we're not going to see Zelda, probably Star Fox, honestly. I think that's going to be their big focus, aside from some of the other things that we've, you know, been hearing about. Maybe...
You know, I appreciate that I'm probably being too pie in the sky, but I think from Nintendo, I expect from Nintendo... Animal Crossing for Wii U.
Okay.
I expect we're going to hear about the 3D Mario game that we know is in development. I think we're going to hear about what Retro Studios has been working on for Wii U since the release of Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze.
Oh, huh.
Because we know that they've been working on another project. I think it's time to hear about it. So I actually think Nintendo could have a hell of a show.
That's true. Squeenix, you know,
Kingdom Hearts 3.
I mean, I don't think they're really going to pull any surprises out with, like, oh, new RPG announcement, because, you know...
Well, actually, two things. They have, first off, said they have a new RPG to announce.
They always say that, and then it's some mobile social thing.
You know, you say that, but the last time we got a new fucking Star Ocean game.
That's true, we did.
So, who knows, maybe we're gonna get a pleasant surprise.
Oh, it couldn't be, like, Vagrant Story 2 or anything. They would never...
Oh, God, you son of a bitch.
And PC gaming? I mean, because that's typically not one we've covered, it's really hard for me to think of, you know, what the kind of the big tits is right now that's coming up for PC gaming.
Okay, well, pie in the sky, sky's the limit. What? Why don't you go one by one? I want to hear, in your wildest dreams, what would you love to hear from each of these conferences? This is the same question I asked our listeners, and we will be getting to your answers shortly.
So for Oculus, you know, I'm hoping to see some really killer apps that are just like, OMG, gotta have it, must need, you know.
You want to go to Coldstone?
Coldstone?
Gotta have it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oculus Rift Coldstone Simulator, yes please. And you can see them, like, mixing in the mix-ins, and then if it's your birthday, they have to sing, happy, happy birthday. You know, did you know that Coldstone that they have to sing to you if you tell them it's your birthday?
I have heard that, yeah.
But in all seriousness, you know, I've tried, you know, some of the Samsung demos for the Rift, and, you know, they're cool, but I really want to see, like, you know, a killer app. Like, you know, a game.
Oh, for sure.
You know, a game really, like, you know, designed to take full advantage of it rather than just, oh, I'm on a... helicopter tour of the Netherlands, or whatever.
You know, Rob Roberts over on the amazing, groundbreaking 600th episode of Orange Lounge Radio did a live broadcast of him playing a porno on the Oculus Rift.
Oh, I know.
That was hilarious.
I was just thinking of what Rob Roberts would probably do if in that case, and I don't want to say it on air.
Well, then keep going, bitch.
You know, for Bethesda, I've never been, like, you know, a diehard fan of any of their series, but, you know, Fallout 4 is going to be cool, and I almost wonder if we're going to hear any rumblings of the new Elder Scrolls.
Yeah, I kind of go both ways on that. Like, on one hand, it feels like it's time. On the other, Elder Scrolls Online only just released on the console.
Yeah, and that's not doing so well, is it?
Well, it's actually was the PlayStation 4 version was the third best-selling video game product on Amazon just like yesterday, so it's selling.
Uh-huh. Okay.
People are very thirsty in the PlayStation 4 ecosystem for software right now.
Yeah.
It's surprising to me that no one's really taking advantage of that.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, the Elder Scrolls games typically come out every 4 to 5 years, so, I mean, it does kind of feel like time for the next one. Like I said, not that I've ever been a huge fan, but it'd be cool to see, you know, Elder Scrolls 6 be, you know, not just Skyrim, but prettier, you know, see what they could do.
Yeah, and I have to say, Skyrim was actually really fun, so if you haven't put much time into it, Slaggy, I'd recommend you give it an hour or two and just see. Like, once you start getting your dragon abilities, it's pretty fun. The little shouts and things.
Yeah, arrows to the knee and whatnot.
Anyway, go on.
Microsoft, I mean, I don't know, like, Microsoft's weird because, you know, you never really expect much from them, but then they go and surprise you. Like, I can't really think of anything, like, specific, like, oh, I want to see this specifically, but, I mean, I'd like to see more original titles in the vein of Sunset Overdrive.
I want Sunset Overdrive 2.
That would work, too.
I want Season 3 content for Killer Instinct.
Oh, yeah, that would
be I want more information on Phantom Dust and assurance that it's still alive.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how your beloved Phantom Dust is holding up.
And beyond that, I just want them to wow me, yeah, like they did with Scalebound last year, you know. And I want more information on Scalebound. It's effing time, man.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So, but, no, I feel you. Microsoft is really the one of all of them that, like, I feel like their good announcements tend to be just, like, WTF surprises.
Yeah. For EA, I mean, really, Mass Effect would be the big one. I can't really think of
anything. I want more information on Mirror's Edge as well.
Oh, that's a good choice.
And yeah. I want to know what's coming for their use of the Star Wars license.
Oh, good thinking.
Definitely want more information on the next Battlefront. I think EA has some good stuff to show. Although half of what I just said is really what I expect, not my pie-in-the-sky hopes.
As far as Ubisoft goes, I mean, I don't know. No offense to Ubisoft, but I've just become kind of disenthralled I guess you could say.
Yeah, I'm really jaded by Ubi right now.
I'm tired of these yearly releases of Assassin's Creed games that get glitchier and glitchier. Even though, you know, Syndicate looks pretty cool, but I say that about all of them, and then, like, they just end up being total shit shows. Like, I didn't even feel like Assassin's Creed 4 was really that well-designed. I wasn't able to really put much time into that.
I don't agree with you, but I can appreciate that. I thought Assassin's Creed 4 is actually a really well-designed game, and the least buggy of all of the Assassin's Creeds that I've played.
I'm still gonna go with the 2 trilogy, that's my favorite.
Okay. What about Sony?
You know, I really feel like they should do something with Prince of Persia. I want to see
Ubi, that is.
Yeah, I want to see my prince, you know? Because really, when was the last Prince of Persia game?
I guess you're right, it's been a minute. I would love to see them revisit the world of that amazing cel-shaded Prince of Persia remake.
Yeah.
When they, did a half reboot. That was so good.
I get the feeling that prince is long gone.
Oh, I agree, but I think that game would do better now than it did at the time.
Maybe they'll do Prince of Persia 2008 HD Remaster.
Ah! I'd only be a little surprised, and honestly, I would buy it in an effing heartbeat.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't know, I feel like it's time to back off on, you know, some of the ones that they've been just, shoving down our throat, it feels like. You know,
It's the first time Slaggy's ever complained about having something shoved down his throat.
Shush. You know, and do we really need more Far Cries anytime soon?
Hey, a lot of people love those games. I might not be one of them, but a lot of people love those games.
Okay, Blood Dragon was pretty badass, I'll say
that. Yeah, I actually liked Blood Dragon a lot. Well, how about Sony?
I mean, Sony's just I always, you know, come back around to being oh, Sony, you know, you're okay, but they just have so much in their roster that they don't do anything with. Where's my effing Jammer Lammy game? Or
she's on the border now.
You know, things like that. So I guess what I want from Sony is just, you know, wow me with something, you know. I feel like I haven't had a lot of motivation to do much with my PS4 in a really long time. So, show me something that makes me, want to be, I gotta go out and get that right now. Otherwise, I feel like it's just gonna be the same sort of conference as, the past couple years. Here's this HD remaster! Oh, here's a new slate of indies coming exclusively to PS4.
Yeah, I want to see more of that David Jaffe, online shooter match game. The one with the cool, drawn art aesthetic. I would like to see PlayStation 4 finally get support for PS1 classics and PS2 classics. I think it's damn past time for that. And I want to see a fucking Vita game. Give me one fucking Vita game to be really excited about. That's what I want.
They're probably just going to be we're going to be releasing the 1TB PS4, which has been rumored.
Yeah, and then the most Vita's going to get, they'll be and we'll be giving you remote play on your Vita supported in Uncharted HD Remaster.
Right? How about a price drop for Vita cards, please?
Yeah. Nintendo, what do you want from Nintendo?
Oh, what don't I want from Nintendo? You know, I really do hope we get the next 3D Mario. It's very long overdue for us to... I mean, I say long overdue, and I just mean that I'm really eager to see what they have in store. I guess it's probably a little premature for the next Pokemon games, but on the other hand, what is this year's Pokemon entry going to be? I mean, even if it's
It's just the Super Mystery Dungeon.
I guess so, but, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing something from that.
I'm actually glad we don't seem to have a mainline-style Pokemon game coming out. The franchise is starting to get annualized, and I do feel like the quality of the games was suffering a little bit.
I don't know. Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby were pretty good.
You know, I thought they were pretty good, but I thought X and Y were kind of technically a mess. There was a lot of frame rate issues. There were some design choices that I thought were really questionable. I'd like to see them spend a little bit more time to avoid things like that.
Yeah. But, I mean, really, with Nintendo, the sky's the limit. I mean, it's probably too soon for another Kirby, but, I mean, I always would take another Kirby. We know that we're probably not going to see Zelda, but, you know, even if it's a little, snippet, little preview thing, I'd love that. I actually, you know what I'd really like to see is, and I guess this kind of goes in with Squeenix, I'd like to see Nintendo and Squeenix return to their partnership with Crystal Chronicles.
I would love to see a new Crystal Chronicles. And that's what I want from Nintendo. I want a Square Enix game of some kind. You know, they're all about collaborations right now. Do a damn new Mario RPG. God damn it.
Oh, if only. Although, you saying that, you know, it's been a while since we've seen anything Paper Mario.
Yeah, I actually think a Wii U iteration of Paper Mario is highly likely, and I don't think it would have to come at the cost of 3D Mario, because, you know, we're coming up on the 30th anniversary of Mario. I think it would be real easy for Nintendo to position, you know, the year of Mario, like we just had for the year of Luigi, and really announce, like, three Mario games. Like, here's the date for Mario Maker, here we have Wii U Paper Mario, and here we have, you know, Mario Universe or whatever the 3D Mario game is going to be. That's really what I want. I love 3D Mario. I want more super, super badly. I also want Metroid. I'd love for this to be the year that we hear what's going on with Metroid. Obviously F-Zero, but I really think that with Mario Kart 8's 200cc that we may not be getting an F-Zero this generation.
Boo.
Yeah. But I think, like I said earlier, I think that Animal Crossing is a given, so.
And I'm ready for more Animal Crossing.
I bet you are gonna start skipping school again.
Oh, girl.
Well, since we both agreed we don't have a whole lot to say about PC gaming, why don't we wrap this up by talking about Square Enix?
Yeah, I mean, obviously seeing more 15 is gonna be good.
Actually, they've said they won't be focusing on 15 here.
At all? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, seeing more Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to be good then.
Star Ocean?
Star Ocean will be nice. I still would really love to see, like, Final Fantasy VIII HD remake or something, but I'm holding my breath there. I think it deserves to be remade more than 7, but that's just me.
Yeah, I would really like to see another rejuvenation of one of their older series. I think that it would be a great time for Return of the Seiken Densetsu franchise to consoles, especially if there was, like, an online play component. I really think that people would really bite on that now.
Yeah.
I mostly would like Square Enix just to have some cool Japanese-style announcements. I'd like to see the announcement of maybe, like, Kingdom Hearts Theater Rhythm or something.
Oh, true, yeah.
I just definitely less interested in their Western side, not super, like, I don't really care about Tomb Raider or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I guess that does count as the Square Enix.
I'm just praying that we don't get a whole conference of, let's talk about Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
I could go the rest of my damn life without hearing about Tomb Raider again. Like, they just released another effing title on iOS. Like, Jesus, people. Let a girl sleep.
And, you know, I also really hope that Square Enix isn't just like, mobile social card game, mobile social card game, mobile social card game.
Ah, well, you know, to some degree, I think we are going to hear about North American release details of Kingdom Hearts Key.
But that's okay.
Well, but it's mobile social card game.
Yeah, but it's
Album
Kingdom
and a T-shirt. Album and a T-shirt.
Album and a T-shirt.
All right, well, Saigi, I know that some of our listeners answered
PC Gaming Civ 6.
Oh, shit, yeah, okay, PC Gaming Civ 6.
Not that I even know that it's, you know, anywhere close to being announced or anything, but...
I will hitch myself to that hope. Although we just got word that, somewhat recently, that Civilization Beyond Earth is getting an expansion soon, so...
Oh, cool, maybe it'll be more fun to play.
Well, you know, Civ 5, if you really think about it, became the perfect game it is after its expansions.
That's true.
So, Beyond Earth, I'm going to give it the benefit of the doubt. The expansions could change everything. That's always how Civ goes. Anyway, like I was saying, I know our listeners answered these questions too. Why don't we get to those and then move on?
All right. So this week, our Social Links question of the week was, this week we ramp up to E3 with our pre-3 discussion. What do you expect to see revealed this year? Over on Twitter, Your Enzyme said, I'm going to hurt someone if I don't see a Mass Effect collection for the PS4 Xbone. It better come with all the DLC. Knife emoji.
Oh, that's a good one. I would love that.
Yeah, I've been really thinking lately that I'm overdue for a playthrough. I do prefer to play it on, you know, PC, but I would jump in for a collection for the PS4 Xbone.
Yeah, absolutely. In a heartbeat. Hell, I'd buy both. If it came on both PS4 and Xbone, I would buy both. I already have that whole damn trilogy, like, four times over. Yes, right. I would buy it twice again.
And over on Facebook, we asked the same question with the Facebook bonus question. With the Facebook bonus question, what unexpected left-field reveal are you hoping for? Hey, Spike got his Phantom Dust wish granted last year. These things can happen. Although, Dan D said, like, every year I'm hoping for an out-of-left-field, And Richard Garriott is allowing us to resurrect Tabula Rasa. And for some reason, NCSoft is on the stage. Oh, Dan. We'll keep our fingers crossed for you. Edward V says Hyrule Warriors 2. Ooh. Release date on Fire Emblem if. Ooh. For bonus answer, Rare bringing out Blinks the Cat 3. Sony releases something worth playable that isn't Bloodborne or Witcher 3 this fall and actually works. Mother 3 releases on 3DS when they release the DLC for Smash. Oh, wow. That would be a definitely left-field announcement. Colin M. says the answer to both questions, Shenmue 3.
Hey, I would take it.
Oh, yeah, I take, like, all of these things, definitely. And with that...
All right, well, I think that's about it for our discussion. We're already running a little long because I know you need to start packing to get out of town. So let's just keep things brisk and move on over to them rumors.
Rumor has it. Rumor has it. Rumor has it.
So, the folks who brought us the somewhat laughable rumor last week that Microsoft paid big money to revive Silent Hills as an Xbox One exclusive are back this week with another big quote-unquote leak. Except this one has some pretty interesting backing data to support it. Basically, they claim to have the first news on Dark Souls 3. This is The Know, which is the, like, rumors channel of a fairly popular website. And they have all kinds of screenshots and details that really do describe and what appear to be the genuine article regarding the future of the Dark Souls series. Again, you know, we don't talk about rumors easily here on the show. We take very seriously the reporting of unconfirmed information. It's not really my bag to be furthering some of this garbage. But again, you know, I've talked about how some rumors just have the air of authenticity. The Nose rumor about Silent Hill's revival on Xbox did not seem real. This seems real. The screenshots they have, they're not all perfect, although many of them are beautiful. Some of them have, like, obvious aliasing issues, obvious work in progress, HUD elements. There's just something about it that seems really legitimate, and I believe this is the real deal. I think this is something that we're going to be seeing announced at E3 next week, probably during Sony's presentation, and I'm excited. I think it looks great, and I hope this is real.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, on one hand, I'm like, Bloodborne just came out, and people are, like, still going gaga over it, but, you know, there's clearly an audience for these Souls games, so...
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have anything else to say about that?
No, not really. I mean, it's never really been the type of game that I've had a lot of success with. So, you know, good on From, you know, if that's where they're going.
Excellent. All right, well then let's start the wind down by talking about what's up.
I said, hey, what's going on?
Slaggy, what did you play this week?
Well, you know, most of what I played was some of the stuff that we played together last weekend. So
we played a couple of cool, new-to-us multiplayer experiences. The first was Samurai Gun. This is a pixel-based four-player, like, melee fighter, similar to, you know, what you might get out of Towerfall or Smash Brothers, except the focus here are samurai who have guns.
Yep.
It does have a pixel art style, some really cool music, awesome stage mechanics and design.
Right.
And for me, you know, I talked a lot in the last couple months about how impeccably designed I think Towerfall is. I think Samurai Gun is on that level as well.
Yeah.
It's $15 on Steam. As I understand it, there is a PS3, 4 port either out or coming out. Either way, if you enjoy these kinds of games, Samurai Gun is a must have.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Just an incredible experience. The other big one that we played was Crawl, and this game was really cool in that it was almost like a throwback style, like roguelike game, really cool pixel art style, but like not retro pixel, like pixel aesthetic in the modern sense with, like,
yeah,
light sourcing and just really great game, though. The design is really cool. It's an asymmetrical experience where up to three players play as, like, ghosts.
Ooh.
and one player plays as, like, the dungeon adventurer, and the ghosts can, like, possess items in each room of the dungeon, possess, like, summoning circles to start summoning monsters, and basically the game becomes the three monsters, or the three ghosts, trying to kill the one player character as the player character attempts to get through the dungeon and beat the boss at the end.
It's such a cool game.
And there are persistent character building elements, and so, you know, it's just a really cool game to play with friends. It kind of threw me back to the late 90s arcade revival of the Gauntlet series, which had a similar progression elements and a similar exploration element, but without the cool asymmetrical stuff. I definitely highly recommend Crawl. I think it's an amazing experience, and one that I will be playing with friends a lot in the coming months.
Oh, yeah.
And then, this wasn't multiplayer, but for me, the last big game I played this week was Massive Chalice, which finally released in Final. It is available as a free download on the Xbox One for people who subscribe to Xbox Gold, you know, part of their Games with Gold promotion, and it is available on Steam. I've put about 3 hours into it now. I was a Kickstarter backer, but I forewent playing the early access stuff. I really wanted to play the game in its final form, and it does not disappoint.
Oh, that's great.
The strategy, while a little shallow, is a lot of fun. In fact, I think the quote-unquote shallowness is actually a real benefit in the game design, and the kingdom building and, like, marrying and having children mechanics are all really well done. It's just overall a great experience. I'm very happy to have backed it, and I'm very happy the game turned out.
Lovely.
Slaggy, did you play anything else?
No, we did play the new Towerfall expansion, though.
Oh, yeah, we also played the new Towerfall expansion, which can be summed up as more awesome Towerfall play. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, well, if we have any more social links, now's the time for them.
Yeah, we got a couple of tweets between our last episode and this one, starting with Edward Wong 4. Says, listening to GameBuoy.org and looking at old screen grabs of Prince Adam won't get Four Non Blondes out of your head, that's for sure. Hey, 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 hey. I said hey. Oh, wow. What's going on? Your Enzyme says, hey, buttheads, talking trash about Yoshi. Maybe I should unsubscribe. Kidding, but that hurts. Oh. I love it for some reason.
Please don't unsubscribe.
I played a lot of Yoshi. It's just, you know, it's definitely not the best puzzle game, in my opinion.
It's alright.
You know, we'll talk about that more when we actually, you know, do a puzzle games episode one of these days. Emiru69 says, last episode of GameBuoy.org was so good, I had no idea there were so many games disappearing.
Well, that was exactly my point, really, was, you know, this is a big deal. I think it's a big deal to, it should be a big deal to everyone. You know, we're losing some great games left and right, and, you know, I just think it's a damn shame, and I think the best way we can combat it is awareness.
Agreed. Amir69 also says in another tweet, I was feeling a bit stressed out with all the moving, but GameBuoy.org cheered me up. You guys are like friends that I've never met yet. Winky emoticon. Aww.
Yay, and heart, and I think of you as a friend too, man.
Edward Wong says, in our last but not least tweet, catching up on GameBuoy.org this morning has got me singing The Smiths. And then there's an amazing image, amazing collage of The Smiths, including the little snippet from that letter that Morrissey wrote once upon a time, says, I'm unhappy, hope you're unhappy too.
Ugh, Morrissey is my idol, even though I know he's a bad man.
Right.
Alright, well, is that it?
That's it.
Alright, well then, let's start this exit lewd. Why don't you tell people how they can reach us and listen to us?
We love your feedback. We like your iTunes subscriptions, ratings, and reviews, and we apologize, speaking of iTunes, apparently there were some issues that might have had to do with the explicit filter, which means we need to be less fucking nasty on this show, apparently, but that should be resolved now, so please let us know if there's any further technical issues there.
And thank you all for putting up with things like that. I know you have a lot of entertainment choices out there in podcast land, but we really do value all of our listeners. We adore all of you. And it's a real pleasure for us to interact with you guys and podcast for you.
We like your Facebook likes. We fucking love Twitter.
We fucking love Twitter. Holy shit.
You can tweet the show at GameBuoy.org with the .org spelled out D-O-T-O-R-G.
At GameBuoy.org with the .org spelled out D-O-T-O-R-G.
You can tweet me at Slagkick.
And you can tweet me at SpikePoint.
You can also check us out on Stitcher Radio, which seemed to not have the feed issues, so that's a good resource if you, you know, have been having trouble with iTunes, maybe disillusioned with iTunes or whatever, looking for an alternate place to listen to podcasts.
You can also check us out over at our home base on GameBuoy.org.
I like how you conveniently just skipped over the Tumble and Google Plus that we
I like how you didn't fucking repeat GameBuoy.org.
GameBuoy.org. And also, you can email us at mailbuoy@GameBuoy.org. MailBuoy@GameBuoy.org.
So weren't you going to do, like, Twitter and Tumblr and or whatever? Like, you were
we
the one complaining,
bitch. We have
Tumblr
and Google Plus. I've been really bad about keeping those up to date. Sorry. If you're out there and you're a Tumblr or Google Plus listener, and you also interact with us somewhere else, like, let us know. Like, are these social medias, like, are these ones that you value for our show being as part of them?
As ever and always, I want to shout out to VG Realness, serving a weekly dose of gaming chit-chat among friends, as well as the Game Over Takeover, your one-stop shop to go to for geekery galore. I'd be remiss not to mention Orange Lounge Radio, where every gamer has a voice, and from whom I steal ever so many of my cues.
Oh my.
Obviously, I think you should check out the Nintendo Fun Club podcast, your place for platformers, positivity, and pop punk, as well as their occasional look at amazing PlayStation 1 games over on Enos Lives, their sister show. I also would suggest you check out the Nintendo Love Fest put on by one of the co-hosts of X Nation, which you can find over at culturalwormhole.blogspot.com, an awesome podcast focusing on Marvel's Mighty Mutants. I'd also like to point you in the direction of Slagkick's show, Reading is Fundamental, which I co-host as well as Rob Roberts from Orange Lounge Radio and Delvin from VG Realness, talking about RuPaul's Drag Race from a really bitchy perspective.
Yep, we just put up our last episode of the season, but should be coming back with more content soon.
If you're interested in hearing Slagkick and I do a little bit more of a, like, laid-back, casual show where we're really catty and talk about silly stuff, Reading is Fundamental is where you're going to find that. If you want to hear some nerds talk about Star Trek, I'd recommend you check out the Starboard Power Coupling Podcast, the Star Trek podcast you hope doesn't fail. And last but never, ever, ever least, Tables, Ladders, and Podcast, a professional wrestling podcast for the common man. Slaggy, why don't you take us?
Game Bar is the gay video game prairie home companion and a part of the Hunty Bunch. Koopa Club is an award-winning podcast about Nintendo and gaming with an LGBT twist. The award, I believe, came from their mothers. Over on the Voice of Geeks Network, you can hear two great shows, well, more than two great shows, but two that I want to shout out are Girls Gone WoW, where you can get a female's perspective on the world's most popular MMO, and Horde House, the place for all things online gaming, but never too seriously. I also like to shout out to the Multitap Podcast, a podcast about gaming then and now in the round. And last but certainly not least, La Palanca Podcast, por y para gay gamers latinoamericanos en español. As ever and always, our wonderful theme music was done by Zelda Reorchestrated, the project that aimed to reorchestrate beautiful Zelda music into gorgeous symphonic sound. They unfortunately closed their doors a while back, and will we ever be pouring out a 40 into the Great Fairy Fountain?
Well, as ever and always, guys, we've reached the end. We really, deeply, truly appreciate all of your...
Truly, madly, deeply.
...listening, all of your support,
like
all of your
song.
Feedback, all of your interaction. Yes, I got your joke. Thank you so much for sticking around with us. We are happy, happy, happy to have spent this lovely Saturday afternoon talking to you. And we really look forward to talking to you about E3 next week. Until then, though, keep gaming, keep thinking, and...
Hajimari to owari no prorogu.
I'm just shrugging my shoulders here.
My Firefox just froze on me.
Oh, good. Better now.
Okay, I am ready if you'd like to take first one.
All right.
Testing. Testing. Man, so this first one really stings. On August 14th, I forgot who made this effing game. And I don't have internet to find out.
I might. Siri, search for Infinite Crisis.
Turbine.
It's Turbine. Yeah, I literally had that information on my phone. Okay.
So, confidential.
At mailbooey@gamebooey.org. Mailbooey@gamebooey.org.